another episode of Talk About It.
I know it's been a minute.
It's been a long time. Long time.
Osama bin Laden.
What up? This is Angel from the Big BK.
And we miss you guys. And, you know, we're going through some rough shit right now. This is our new reality. Quarantine life. Mm-hmm. Don't call the cops because we're not respecting the social distance right now.
You know Mr. Michael Jackson is dead, right?
Who?
Someone said quarantine life. Like he was going to heal the world. That shit ain't going to work.
See, Michael Jackson was the first one with gloves and a mask out here. Now everybody wearing, they following trends.
Because he was falling apart.
My hand was
We're falling apart right now.
My hand's still on.
You doing this shit forever. That shit was about to fly off. He needed that glove to keep his shit on.
So a glove was preventing his hand from falling off?
I'm just saying he wore a glove a lot. The same hand he was moving around a lot.
All right, so let's see. Let me get this straight.
He had a bionic commando arm.
Hold on, let me put something out there real quick. I just want to like clarify or get this straight. So let's say I'm in my house right now, right? But I own another house in the same borough. So if I go to my secondary house, I gotta quarantine myself in that secondary house for 14 days. For 14 days. Yet, someone from the outside of the boroughs who owns property within the borough can come up to their secondary property within that borough that they happen to own, and they're perfectly fine.
What did you just say?
You sound like you live in Michigan. The Michigan governor changed.
It sounds like you live in Kentucky and he has property. No, that wasn't Kentucky.
That was the Michigan.
This was before the whole Michigan thing came out.
We can move around.
It's happening all over. Like you can't
quarantine at your secondary home.
If you live within a state and you own multiple property,
if you want to go from one property to the other, you have to
quarantine yourself.
Is it meaning you already determined to have to do the sit down for 14 days?
Pretty much, that's
so
it.
So if you got to sit down for 14 days, you got to sit down 14 days. The Michigan chick is saying you can't leave here. We can't drive right now to the Hamptons.
No.
Do 14 days. She's saying no. Even if
you
got to
go through
around.
A 14-day quarantine process.
It's like double shift.
In order to be able to enjoy what you pay for and work hard for in terms of like your weekend getaway house home.
I just want to clear something up. I misspoke. I called her the Michigan chick. She is that woman from Michigan. I misspoke. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
You didn't hear about that woman from Michigan?
No.
She got beef with Donald Trump right now because he called her that woman from Michigan.
Oh,
that's politics. I'm sorry. It was funny as hell, though, because she went and got a T-shirt made that said that woman from Michigan.
So immediately when he said, let's not get into politics, we're talking about politics.
That's not what happened. He brought up a issue of that, and the person who...
Can you tell we miss a social interaction?
Not me.
No?
Hell no. I got OnlyFans.
Wait. You've been on OnlyFans?
How the fuck no?
Oh!
You were the OnlyFans, nigga. I got a phone.
Not you. I'm just saying, like, have you been subscribing to people
I'm about to set up OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking about the same thing.
Them chicks got to be home and lonely, too.
Yo, everybody home.
It's the time and space
for
everything.
Either you make a podcast or OnlyFans, bro. You make mad money. This is our new reality. But what's going on? Like, what's going on with everybody's thoughts? Like, how you been feeling since this quarantine been happening?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how it starts.
That's that silence of, like, it has its ups and downs.
I'm feeling just fine.
That's what I said. I'm just fine.
Listen, it's unfortunate that we can't go about our normal lives as in terms of like being outdoors and being out in a social setting and wanting to hang out in a park or go to a beach and engage with people in groups.
What's today, April 17th? This nigga said the beach.
Yeah. I mean, you can still go to the beach.
You going to Cho-Cho Beach?
Listen here, I think we all needed a break. There's a lot of people that's been stupid.
Not like this.
I don't know if you understand this. I like humans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I like humans too, but sometimes you need a break.
When the last time you saw somebody good morning?
That's a good question.
You don't say good morning to the niggas you live with.
I do. I say good morning to Karen.
So how that's a good question?
I say good morning to Karen.
Yeah, I don't say
good morning to Autumn.
I say good morning to my kids, but that's not a real good morning. That's not a hold the door for you. Hey, how was your weekend? It's not the same good morning.
I answered a question. I've been there.
Yo,
how was your weekend? I've been here.
The coffee truck dude is dying right now. Shouldn't that be in front of the job? With the coffee?
Because they rotate weeks in, at your job right now, right?
You think the coffee man coming outside? These kids is fucked. Yo, shout out to the coffee man. You're going to be all right, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, how do you think this is affecting? It's affecting a lot of businesses. I mean, like, restaurants and bars.
The halal guys near Radio City?
Oh, this is going to be long.
They the hell
this
no
is
going
to be long-term, unfortunate, damaging to businesses. Even once this is all said and done, and with all the hope, and I'm confident that things will get back to normal. The damage is going to be, it's already so severe in terms of, like, you know, when it comes down to the businesses that if not some, unfortunately, many won't even be able to recover at all.
See, here's my thing. What's going to be the new normal?
Do you respect, well, you're trying to get to that heart. You said that shit twice. You respect the wounded, buffalo, or you respect the vulture? It's going to be swoop in season when this is over.
Why you say that?
Because people that don't have money and have things that you want are going to need money.
I'm selling Lysol right now for $30 a can.
You're going to the feds, and just disclaimer, that has nothing to do with the podcast. That's a single member.
I believe
an ethical choice.
There's no
support.
There's no doubt about it. There's going to be that vulture factor.
The vulture factor is going to be nasty, and that's the scary
part. It's going to be there for sure, man.
So motherfuckers going to be out here trying to sell their kids.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, let's say there's an apartment for rent right now.
Okay.
For $2,000 a month. That landlord is already taking a hit on the other tenants that are not going to pay or whatever the case is for the next 2 or 3 months. So he's going to need a new person to come in there. So you can negotiate that price now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Necronomics.
I would hope that
well, that's
not going to be allowed.
That would be large. That's the storefront that closed also. That's that metric.
I would hope that's not going to be allowed, though. That should be
what, negotiation?
In terms of protecting those, like, preventing.
Oh, no.
Preventing.
I'm not saying eviction. I'm saying there was already an empty apartment in the building.
Oh.
The landlord suffered through that situation, so now he needs to get rid of that other apartment. Jump on him.
Mm. You can negotiate that price.
Like a bleeding deer in the forest.
I don't know. Do you judge him? I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh,
I guess,
yeah.
I mean.
Craigslist still work?
I mean, okay. So now there's another question I want to ask. Now, when all said and done and this all gets back and everything like that, we all allowed to go outside. How would you guys change your interaction with people? Like, would you...
I won't.
I'm not yet.
No?
I'm not.
No.
Same
I think
here.
A lot of people that's... There's a lot of people that's going to change. Like, there's a lot of people that's going to change.
Those
and
people
I,
that...
I think those people that's going to change are going to cause problems.
Those people that aren't going to change or those people that are going to change were like that to begin with. And it's just brought it to the forefront. It's not like this whole situation made them germaphobes.
Yeah, he was a nervous pervis to begin with.
Yeah. Y'all was like...
Oh, you was just...
This just added to it.
Yeah.
There's no need for it, man. I mean, yo, people need to just chill out. Just chill.
You know what's funny?
Just...
My homeboy was telling me this the other day. Niggas was out here smoking with no condoms for years.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And they walking around with masks and gloves on right now.
Oh, yeah.
Off of virus.
And that's just one of many.
You went from
many
a virus.
Things.
You
could have
caught
one
a
of
virus. Or you could have caught a village.
Mm-hmm.
And you worrying about a virus now? You super strapped up.
Yep.
Oh.
That's just one of many things.
I mean, to keep it a buck, he may have underlying immunity.
And we're supposed to be tripping about this thing?
Probably.
Come on, man.
I'm not going to say don't trip. I'm not going to say to trip, but be the same person
you
was yesterday.
Exactly.
But the fact is, people are to such an extent where, and it's going to turn out to be the majority of them, and it's going to put people like myself, I can only speak for myself, and saying, like, again, I'm going about this calm, cool, collective, and I'm, of course, taking proper precautions. I do have my theories, and I'll come right out and say that I do have some skepticism about this whole situation.
Don't do the 5G thing.
Okay? No, I'm not.
Okay.
Believe me, I can, but I'm not going there.
Huh?
I can, but I'm not going there.
We ain't got nothing to do,
until
next month.
May 17th.
Wait, not May. They talk. Well,
I just feel like
May is next month.
I feel like the more
May is next month.
That's my world.
You said next month.
The more, if we can just try to, you know, maintain some sort of a mindset of try to be calm and go about it again, calm, cool, collective. You know, it's not only beneficial to you mentally and overall health wise, but the people around you as well. You know, you don't want to be like setting off some kind of chain reaction to this situation. The situation already exists as it is. I mean, but just like,
yeah, you need the
again,
of stress.
And I can't stress it enough. Chill the fuck out, man. Just chill.
Yeah, my
you know I feel
like,
bad.
Keep an open mind and but you know, chill.
Well, I
you know?
Mean, there's a limit to it. Like, you know what I mean? You don't run around throwing fucking condoms at everybody that you know having sex. So why are you like treating everybody like they're a whole different species of life form in general now? Like, it's, you know what I mean, you got people out here doing the whole elbow thing when it's like, you know, and then you're gonna go home, take your gloves off, and then take your clothes off. Like, you gonna scratch your face with the same glove that you shook hands with? Like, it's just so much things, yeah, that like you're not following it to a T. You just want to be part of that crowd that's like, oh, don't touch me, I don't want to get this, don't touch me, don't do this, don't do that. And to me, that makes no sense. Like, I understand it because you want to stay safe. I'm pretty sure a lot of people listening, myself, lost some people to the virus, so we know it's a real thing. But like,
it exists, but don't let it be overcoming. Don't go hide in the cave like Smeagol.
I'm with you on that.
There's nothing precious about it.
Like,
this.
I feel bad for the people who touch the elevator buttons with the tissue and shit. Like, I know they in the crib bugging right now. There's a lot of people in the world that still move that way. They put tissue in their hand to press buttons. You had an elbow this whole time. Like,
I've been using my elbow to hit the button
It depends where I'm at.
I'm in the Jex.
At the job? At the job, I'm using an elbow. In the Jex, I'm using an elbow. In the spot?
I'm going from A to B on rooftops. So, you know.
You live on a floor?
Yo, don't laugh. That shit gets exhausting after a while, man. It takes a toll on your legs, your quads, man.
You know what it is? Probably shit, only man. You and I got that. You know what going from A to B is?
Thank goodness for that extra substitute electrolytes.
Most projects got two staircases. Wow. So you cross the roof, go up one, go to the other side, and then come down.
Yeah. It's connected.
But there's two separate ones, so they can't be connected and separate at the same time. They're separate. But usually the B staircase don't go to the roof and it don't go to the first floor. The A staircase go from the first to the roof. Yeah. It's the fire.
Shout out to the first responders.
Yo,
With the fire engine in the back. Shout out to the first responders.
Shout out to yes. Oh, nah, we can't say the street you live on, but they know who they are. Shout out to y'all.
Yes.
First, definitely big time. Heartfelt.
They out here risking their lives
big
to
time.
Keep us safe. And
first
crazy.
Responders, and for then, sure, man. And all other essential personnel.
Yes.
We could talk about that word essential, too, because that's a trick.
That's a whole trick.
Yeah, stay good, stay healthy.
Essential
you know,
to a point.
Take very good care of yourselves, and thank you again.
Or not, but the term essential is being used to make some people are taking
people
a sentiment. Not that. Some people are taking the sentiment of essential to like raise themselves to a higher level than people who are non-essential. But there's no way the fire department and the liquor store is on the same level. Oh, God. Never. Never.
I stock shelves at the liquor store, buddy.
Never.
I'm essential.
Hey, can't tell me nothing, Jack.
Hey.
Like, yo, bro, I work at Whole Foods. I test the shit that come from Canada. Oh, nah, you're not essential. Be gone. Ooh. See, that's how true it is. Your mic tried to commit suicide. I'm not essential. Nah.
Close up.
No, I'm sorry.
Listen here. Unless you're not a doctor, nurse, cop, or anything that involves you risking your life day to day and exposing yourself to this virus, you're really not that essential.
That's not true.
So
either.
That's not true either.
That's not true either.
That's not true.
There's no such thing as essential.
It's just
you can't take the entire existence of mankind and take a little rim of the skin on the orange peel to say essential. And just throw things in that category.
See, that's why I did that to spark that.
Daycare is essential. Mommy is essential.
Work is essential. Everything is essential. But then again, it's just it's such a black and
terminology.
Yeah, it's a terminology of it.
You can't just use the word like essential.
This is why I had an argument at work because
it's a nasty word. Cause some niggas jacking that essential term, like, oh, I'm essential. I could do whatever I want right now.
Oh, that
all right, get locked up.
That and people.
See how essential you is then.
It's becoming up like a prime word now.
Cause think about it. If you was that essential, that's cause the news. It's the devil that keep telling you. If you was that essential, if you commit a crime, would you go to prison?
Hmm. Say
you're essential.
Why don't you talk about it?
You're essential.
Talk about it. Right?
Guarantee one of those motherfuckers go do some fuck shit. You're not going to be essential. Essential is the 100 humans they're going to pick to go to Mars, to colonize Mars.
Exactly. That's essential. That's essential.
They're going to check your blood, your parents' blood. That's essential.
Oh, you're pure.
To go to work right now to fuck around and catch some shit by mistake, you're not essential. You're a fool.
And this is what the—
here's your Nassau patch.
This is what the argument that I had at work. One of my top bosses at work was literally at home in his Virginia home, chilling, and two—
he lives in a vagina. Got him.
Yep.
Two people at work contracted the virus. They failed to notify anybody at the job. So he played the essential— oh, you're essential workers, you have to be here. First of all, we don't have to be here, and second of all, you have to inform us if people are infected with this thing and we're around them.
Well, you work, they can say a person, they can't tell you the person.
They didn't say anything.
Yeah, but you work in the medical field, so you know the HIPAA shit.
Yeah,
get you a lawsuit.
Well, not HIPAA. Well, it's HIPAA and it's not HIPAA. First of all, you have to inform us.
Someone.
As employer. Yeah.
Yeah, someone.
Hey, somebody caught this. We're going to close the office for like 2 days, sanitize, and then you guys can come back. No, they opened up the next day and like just let everybody work, didn't say anything. It took for somebody in management to leak the information so people can get mad about it.
He the feds. And now the management nigga getting fired.
So now he came to us on Zoom. He didn't come face to face. He was speaking to us through Zoom. Talk about, oh, how did you guys find out about that? Oh, that doesn't matter. That's none of your business. It is our business. We have families at home. You don't care about our families. You don't care about us. All
you're—
you care
essential.
About us. Exactly. That's about what he said. We're essential. And this is what— that's why I said what I said. To spark that, what you just said.
And it's so nasty. Because they'll cheer you up to be essential and your kid got asthma.
Exactly. And I have asthma.
Now we dead. Central. Yeah. The whole crib is gone.
For you to post my job next week because I die.
Oh, no. They ain't going to put that in the post.
You have been promoted.
Now hiring.
Essential.
Now hiring for this position.
You essential.
Go fuck yourself.
Pathetic. You have been promoted to essential.
And this is my thing. You're essential to a point. And they're like, there's a black and white version of it, and there's the real version of it.
The world got mandated to work.
Exactly.
And they couldn't say that word.
You are mandated.
So they said, oh, let's make them feel good. Let's give them a cookie.
Essential.
You're essential.
You're essential.
We couldn't do this without you. Go ahead and croak.
Yeah.
Hey, you looking for a job?
Hey, look, without hazard pay, they give you nothing extra. No hazard pay.
I was confused about this. I've only heard the term hazard pay when it pertains to military. When they're deployed overseas on a place of conflict,
so
hazard pay. You get hazard pay for medical, for the medical room. I said in your place, we don't get hazard pay. I can tell you that right
everybody
now.
Everybody deserves hazard pay.
No. Hazard pay is reserved for people who are in an area of conflict that are legit putting their life on the line to protect U.S. interests overseas.
Yes.
Hazard pay does not pertain to the new rookie cop walking up the B staircase in Red Hood Projects. You're not getting hazard pay. Well, stay downstairs. Stop being nosy. Stop being nosy.
What about nurses? What about nurses and doctors?
Yeah, they're entitled to hazard pay.
No.
Yeah,
absolutely not.
They
they take an oath. They take an oath when they get the job. Sorry.
That's—
you signed
crazy.
Up for this.
I mean,
it is crazy that they signed up for it because I didn't.
But they did. See, here's the thing. You signed up for it, but then they gave raises to nurses and doctors that stayed during this epidemic.
So then that would be the equivalent of what you're requesting, is the hazard pay.
Yeah.
The nurses and doctors receiving raises, or I believe they gave them like a stipend.
Yeah.
Like additional pay during time. But they can't code it as hazard pay.
No, they can't code it because that's...
Because then you would change...
Because they took an oath. You said, they took an oath.
Yeah.
So that's like taking a... I wouldn't say a bribe per se, but
so you
it's
do
like,
no, it's not a bribe. It's compensation.
They extra, but not call it hazard.
Call it hazard pay. Absolutely not.
Gotcha.
No, hazard pay has different.
That makes sense.
The same thing as marriage.
I was referring to hazard pay as
that makes
like
sense.
To
I'll
what
get
I
to
do.
Hazard. I'll get to marriage on another thing because I don't want my friends.
I was
to
referring to hazard pay as to what I do, like me as a worker for the hospital.
Do you touch patients?
I'm around patients.
No. Do you touch them? Would you be in a situation where you're in close proximity?
Yes.
Close.
Yes.
Less than 6 feet. With a patient, what would be that scenario?
So basically what I do is
you have to tell me your job. What would be the scenario where you're close enough to someone?
Insurance information for scans and shit like that. If I need that, I would have to speak to that person. Like,
you speak to them? Or?
I speak to that
person. So the person that admits them into the emergency room or whatever situation?
Not emergency room, just a clinic place. Yeah.
That's not a patient if it's a clinic. Mm-hmm. Hospitals are for people dying. Clinics are for people going to check their shit out.
Respiratory.
Okay, so you work in a respiratory facility.
Yeah, which is the worst place to be in this type of situation.
It's really not, because a person that goes into a respiratory facility will be told to go to the emergency room, right?
No. I mean, they are told to go to the emergency room, but they still come anyway.
And they come in there for what?
Shortness of breath.
And the doctor that works there is telling them go home.
So they're going there based on misdirection.
Oh, no, seeing them.
No,
we were open.
The doctor's sending them home.
So they go there based on misdirection. Not that it's their fault. It's not
their
fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. 2 months ago.
Yeah, but that was before the lockdown. Well,
we're closed.
It's been more than 2 months.
Yeah, so that's what we were. That,
so you clean. You don't got it.
No,
you beat the bullet, baby.
That was our argument when we were there. If you have us here right now. When you close everything else here, at least give us something.
No, they should have laid you off and sent you home and closed the office.
They didn't do that.
That's what they should have
done. They should have done. But they told us to come in. That's what I'm saying. At least you're not giving us no extra benefit. You're just saying come in because we're essential. Don't throw that word at us to make us feel better because you want to stay open. Go fuck yourself. No, I'm going home. I have asthma. I have family that have medical issues. No, I'm not coming here no more. You bug it. Just because you want to make money and stay open. Eventually, they had to close because...
I think they wanted to provide a service to the community from which they receive compensation and then make money and stay open. I don't think they just wanted to make money. They could have been selling pussy in the back for that.
Wow. This is not a spa.
Those places are closed.
who's to say if the city state didn't implement mandates that this boss of yours would have continued expecting for you and your fellow employees to continue to be at the workplace?
He definitely was home. Is
it safe to say that if there weren't mandates implemented, he would have
stayed open.
And if you didn't comply,
they would have stayed open. They didn't care.
So to be honest, that's probably the same with any place.
Even the people that caught it, they still had them come in. They was like, you can
blame the business, and that's a two-way street because you could blame the business and you could blame the person that willingly came in knowing that they had it, because that's the equivalent to going to like a sex worker knowing that you have AIDS. Like,
wait, who's the one that knows though? The person selling the sex, or the person buying
the person? The person buying the sex. Like,
it's just as worse if both of them knew.
If you had people selling the sex, that's your
bag. Why y'all have buying sex?
Yeah.
So think about it.
If
take
you
a
have
second.
People at your job that had that virus,
but if you paying somebody to give them the shit, too nasty.
You know you have the virus. Why?
If your livelihood is threatened. Yeah, I mean, like, what other choice do you have?
So I'm gonna go in and threaten everybody else's livelihood?
It's called responsibility.
Again, they don't care. Like, that's what they're saying.
But it
makes sense in your head, bro. But I'm telling you, where I work, that doesn't matter. They still want you to come. It doesn't matter.
No, but you're not.
They don't care.
Just listen to what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is, you can blame the business. That's always the easiest way out, right? Is to say the man in charge is the one to do. And in life, everybody has a choice. Right? There's no situation you're placed in where you don't have a choice. There's very little situations you'll be placed in where you don't have a choice as to what the outcome should be or what you feel is best. If those people contracted the virus and they chose to come into work, it's not the boss's responsibility to come in and be like, hey, who has it? You gotta go home. It's your responsibility as an employee that has it to call into your job, be like, yo, I have this virus. I literally can't come into work. And then you let it.
Absolutely.
Let
yeah, that's
okay,
like.
Because you're not here. Okay, let me paint this for you. Let me paint this for you a little bit better. So, they contracted this virus from the office.
Who's
they? Uh-huh.
Who's they?
Infected person.
Oh, so a person infected this virus from the office?
From the office.
From the office.
From the office.
Okay.
Boss knew about it, ignored it, told them to come in anyway.
Boss knew that this person contracted a virus. Boss being doctor. Did not ignore it. That's a lie. Not saying you're lying.
No, I'm saying.
But that can't be a true story.
No, I'm saying he still had them come to work.
Within that oath, the boss, being a doctor, has to protect public safety. There's no way he would knowingly send someone with a viral infection to work in a clinic where people would come to for assistance. No.
This is the point. This is the point where patients were not allowed to come to the office. Now it was only workers. Right? Patients not allowed to come. Workers allowed to come. Workers is only allowed to come to the office. So, when patient information leaked, they knew who caught it. Two people caught it. Union delegates, they got involved.
What do you mean? I'm sorry to interrupt, but what do you mean by leak as far as patient information?
So, one of the supervisor managers told...
That sounds pretty reckless.
Yeah, they told somebody, then they came to us.
Because that's personal information for it to be...
They didn't say names. They said two people... It has been two people confirmed that has it, that's still working right now. So, his response was, when we all had a meeting, we requested a meeting with the director of the office. His decision was to keep it open.
All right.
His response was, how did y'all find out about that? And that's none of y'all business. What? So, again, he knew these two people had this virus, stayed open, and had them continually had them to work around us. So, this is what I'm saying. He knew and still kept the business open and still kept them people
coming
to work.
So sue him for endangering the welfare of an employee.
I mean, that's
stop talking about it here.
That sounds like...
Why can't?
That sounds like a serious negligent situation right there, man. That's a...
No, you can sue him.
No, I said we're doing
it. That's a major liability and total negligence.
Yeah, that's negligence and he can lose his license because he took an oath.
Yeah, that's straight negligence and we're working against that right now, but I don't want to say what I'm...
Moving on along.
Yeah, moving straight along. Because I was just showing the irresponsibility of this whole thing where people not really taking it serious. And
I ain't taking it serious either.
The only
thing
they take, they take their own life serious and like then they tell us, hey, look, you're essential. So you risk your life, but I'm going to be out back here.
Gee, it's a pat on the back to... It's Operation Human Shield, the word essential. It's like, yeah, you're so important. Go out there first.
Front runners. That's nasty. But like, okay, turn to light enough.
Not to go too far on the essential thing, because we did.
We definitely did like a little deep into the essential. Yeah. But it's good. You know what's nasty? It's good to talk about.
You know who's essential? Public school teachers.
Absolutely.
Because them kids is driving me motherfucking crazy.
And all parents are starting to see it now.
I can only imagine.
Yo,
you know how when your kid get into a fight in school. And the first thing out somebody's mouth is, that's not my kid. I bet you now they actually realize that's your little ass.
So now here.
Oh, you eat clay. Dante did not convince you. You ate that clay willingly. I just saw you put a stick in your mouth.
Here's the new normal. Man. Here's the new normal for teachers. They have to remote learning thing. So they have to check in. And the parents have to check their work, and they would have to, I don't know how long.
Keep it 1,000, though, because I'm not going to say you're not really that into it because of the age of your child. These teachers don't know what they're doing. These kids don't know what they're doing. Nobody know what they're doing, but they all got to do something. So the teachers got to look good for a check.
Yeah.
Basically.
The teachers are starting to do YouTube videos now.
Oh, you poor teachers. Bro.
And then whenever time you get to it, just watch the YouTube video. The kids is cutting school. They mad lazy. They wake up, they sign in, go right to sleep.
I know.
Leave the iPad open.
So
good looking, y'all, for giving us iPads for the crib, because I've been FaceTiming all my joints off your iPad. Oh, Devin was watching booty shaking video. My son. Edit that out.
You go, Devin.
My son. My son was watching booty shaking videos on YouTube on the school iPad.
That's definitely your son.
It's like three iPads in the crib, though. Why did you choose the one that the school gave you to watch booty shaking videos on YouTube? So the teacher hit us like, yo.
Oh, so it's monitored?
Yeah.
Oh, they sent you a link.
Like, yo, what is this boy up to? My son trying to get it cackling.
How y'all been keeping social during this whole thing? Me personally, I got house party. It's like I never left home.
You know what's dope? besides the people I interact with and little group chats and the physical people I see, all the niggas that was in my head all these years, well, we've been chilling.
Nice.
I've been had other friends.
In your head?
I'm making a joke.
I know, I'm just...
The people in your head, the voices in your head, whatever.
You scared?
I've just been mainly off the radar and just put my feet up.
There's only two niggas up there. It's the responsible guy and a dickhead. You know that.
I'm just like...
And three.
That's the nigga. When they fuse, they... None of that Pataro bullshit either. You got to get the dance right.
Oh, my God. Nah, but house party, it's been dope. Like, you literally...
House party, Mario Kart.
Yeah, house party, Mario Kart. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Mario Party, yo. Listen, Mario Party been if lit. Anybody hears this and has a Nintendo Switch and Mario children, party. Go get Mario Party.
Yeah, I have that.
If you got to go outside with no mask on.
I got to get up on
go
that.
Go get that game, get four sticks.
It's good bonding.
Put it on the 3-hour version and just play that game.
I've been multitasking, like, every game system that I own, man.
Yo, they literally gave Uncharted 4 for free on PlayStation, so that's been good for me. And Final Fantasy 7 Remake just came out, so
For y'all PlayStationers.
Yeah, it's lit.
Is it worth?
It's really worth it. The graphics. Because
I could get like a core PlayStation.
No, it looks great. Like
what I'm saying is, I could get a core PlayStation, like the cheapest version possible.
Yeah.
Get that.
No, I'm saying it's worth it.
Because I'm not waiting a year. I thought it was going to be like 3 weeks. They was like a PlayStation exclusive, so I thought it was going to be a couple days.
No, it's really
Keon, I did download that game you recommended. What was it, Apex?
Apex Legends?
Yeah. I've downloaded it. I'm gonna get up in it. I'll get up on it.
It's definitely a good game. Like it's free. That's my thing. It's free. So I mean, like you can't knock free, and it's a really good game.
Yeah, I've downloaded like that game along with a few others. It's I like to build anticipation.
Oh, okay.
So like I'm looking forward to just adding more of that sort of like multitasking of game entertainment. Yeah.
And just to recap, well not recap, to go back to our fans on Facebook, Twitter, and everything like that. We haven't forgot about y'all. It's just been real rough meeting up with everybody, but don't worry, we're figuring it out and everything like that.
Yeah.
I have been doing house party shit. So the bloopers, I'm gonna call it bloopers. It's not real podcast. It's just bloopers of all my friends on video, we're just talking shit like that. So that's gonna come up soon. But this is a legit episode coming out right now. We're gonna upload it the same day. There's no point in waiting till Thursday.
There isn't.
There really isn't. I smell flowers.
Oh yeah,
it's a whole bouquet behind you.
Yeah, my brother, he
shit was saying when you walked.
He's into like collecting.
Are you losing your senses, man?
Boy, you better no. Is that you, Rona?
I'm gonna walk home. I'm gonna walk home.
Yeah. Got a nice.
Taste Jamerson.
I got stressed. That's taste.
I got a nice floral.
Boy, don't know his senses. He's losing his sense of sense at this point.
Variety setup.
I can still taste
here at my crib.
Have
yeah.
you lost your sense of smell?
I can still taste
Jamerson.
I can smell that.
Compliments to my brother Louis. He set up a whole nice floral.
Shout out to Louis. He got this
variety arrangement. Here at the crib.
You should have stuck with that instead, and I could taste Jameson.
You said, did you?
Well, nah, your sense chart, so, you know the little dial that you spin like I, Twister? Your shit was stuck on taste. Mm-hmm. It didn't go to smell yet.
I hate everything. Fuck him.
Hey, shout out to Lewis with the bouquet. That is beautiful. Hell got some eucalyptus nice in there.
It adds to some form of like, eucalyptus. Just like in that therapeutic sense. Of
I don't know
like
nothing
a,
else.
Like some green life
I think
indoors.
That's lavender.
In your home. Yeah. Oh, it's a combination of.
Are those daffodils?
It's sage and lavender.
Sage don't grow.
No, it's not sage.
Sage only grow. Right, that's not sage.
No,
that's
sage
only grow in hipster chicks' house.
My, my brother knows
demons.
All of that. You got like tulips, lilies.
That's
like.
I'm not
bugging. No, it's not sage.
All right. Sage to your wage. Sage the leaf.
Oh, my God. I mean, so, right now.
I know we're going to leave this quarantine looking like beasts, bro. My hair is crazy.
I cut my own hair.
I'm not doing that. I'm not that desperate.
I actually did an okay job.
I'm managing.
A home
I mean, I got all my curls growing out.
My son Evan came through. Shout out to Evan.
I'm managing the side.
Me and my son up.
I'm managing the sides.
You have nothing but time to own your own craft right now.
As far as the top of my hair, the curls are like
sprouting
out.
Look, I gave myself a shave. It don't look bad.
We can't tell. Nah, it does. Hold on. Turn to the side again.
It looks bad.
Oh, you don't got a straight line on your fade?
No.
Yo, edit this out. This never happened. Don't ever talk about cutting your own hair again. You ain't see the corner?
Oh, shit.
You got a parking space on your head, my nigga.
Yeah. What's up with you?
What are you talking about?
What are you, valeting?
You know, with the parking space, where the curb come out a little bit before the sidewalk?
Are you zeking yourself?
You zeeked yourself.
Hey, I don't have a T-razor. It's just a shape. That, look, I'm learning, motherfucker.
Come on, man. It's all right. You amongst friends.
Keon, take off
you
your
zeking
hat.
Yourself?
And please, look at his hairline when it come from here to here. Like that part.
I plead.
No, I didn't want to do that.
There's an abrupt right angle.
I didn't want to go too far.
There's an abrupt right angle.
Look like a train derailed off his head.
Oh, this one? That? No, that's just how it is.
No.
No, for real, that's a really hard.
Talking about your hair up here.
Oh, right here?
Yeah, like a lot of cortex.
Again, I didn't trust myself. All I did was just cut it off a little bit. That's
don't
it.
Big up yourself again.
No, I'm not bigging myself.
I've been giving myself
I'm
tattoos. You want to see them?
Stick with Apex, all right?
Shut up, Angel.
Hey, we can't call you. You got to call us.
Just stick with browsing and just hit me up with some more recommendations.
Oh, you was talking about Apex Legends. I was talking about the shit when we was kids. Remember the old white dude?
Look like
he
a
was
train,
trying to get us in there.
Look like a train derailed off the side of his head.
We can't call you. You got to call us.
You
got to
call us.
Apex Technical Suit. Shout out to them.
I'm learning. If I can learn to the point where I don't have to get haircuts anymore.
Nah, I ain't trying to learn how to cut
hair. So once this is all said and done, you're going to quit your job
and be a barber.
And be a barber.
He's going to be a barber. And the other shit I've been watching, Forged in Fire, I think I'm going to be a blacksmith when I get out of this shit. They be hearing that shit like, maybe like 50 minutes left. And he take this shit and make a whole sword. I've said, wait a minute, they fucking with time out here. Mm-hmm. It's like the cooking show. They doing the same shit the cooking show. There's no way you did that shit.
Take a steak knife.
You can't forge a sword in 50 minutes.
I can't get to the Bronx in 50 minutes.
You are the massive. You are the massive. You could take a steak knife, turn it into a katana sword, man. You are.
And then they test it, and the mean face guy.
Stretch out that steak knife, turn it into a katana sword.
You
don't watch that forge?
It's like Filipino or something. Yeah, it will kill.
It's a good
show. The best thing is,
show.
It will kill.
Your sword bends, they look at you. Two heads.
They need to check that Filipino dude, Asian dude, whatever he is. They need to check his resume for murder, mass murder, Norman Bates kill. Shit.
Background check.
Because he has way too much fun playing with knives. When it comes around, it's so... Listen, you didn't ask me for that. Why are you giving me this?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all want to end it here and start a new one?
Nah, yeah. Let's keep it spinning. Fuck it.
Cool.
It's the Roni. It's the Roni edition.
The Roni edition.
To the Roni edition.
What do you
say? Shout out to Bobby Brown.
Wait, what y'all said earlier? I forgot that. Shit, it was so good.
Your life belongs to a
live
Roni.
Living
Covida Loca.
Living Covida Loca.
Inside.
What's his name? Ricky Martin?
Shout out to Julio Iglesias.
We're not giving you no money, Ricky Martin.
Nothing.
Yo, the Puerto Rican called Ricky Martin Julio Iglesias, though. Y'all too sorry.
Shout out.
Uh-oh.
Oh shit.
Con permiso.
Oh shit.
Por favor, llámame.
Oh my god, yo. I miss y'all. I miss y'all a lot. That's crazy.
Man. It's been a long minute, man.
Yeah. It's crazy. We just can't just sit around and hey, let's go to the bar. Oh. we already got a bar in the house. We don't need to go anywhere.
Bar to do some pull ups. Oh. You ain't going to no damn Sweet Shacks.
I'm still waiting for my exercise equipment, man. It's understandable that my equipment is being delivered late.
Can you mute my mic?
Time. Earlier this week, during one of Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, during one of his updated conferences regarding the COVID-19, the coronavirus pandemic situation, which New York unfortunately is now classified as the epicenter of the pandemic. Mentioned that we as New Yorkers, if you see a fellow New Yorker out on the streets in public not wearing a mask, you should approach that individual or persons and remind them that they should be wearing a mask while out in public. I don't think it's totally ideal to do so. There are a lot of people out there. I can't include myself because I can only speak for myself in saying that I'm dealing with this in my own way. But there are people out there that are strung out and that are at a tipping point. And I don't think it's a good idea to approach people and try to in an effort to reminding them and try to educate them to wearing masks. I believe there is a risk to it in terms of safety. You don't know what this person is capable of that you would approach. I think it's just possibly reckless, irresponsible in terms of like your own safety and well-being. There are people out there, once again, that are very strung out, and you don't know what this person is capable of. There are people that are not approachable, especially now. At a time like this.
Yeah. Especially if you come outside without a mask.
Yeah. To approach someone.
He gangster. He don't care. He don't give a shit about nothing right now.
And there are people there are individuals out there that will approach a person in not so much of a pleasant manner, but yet in sort of like a demanding tone manner. And you don't want to do that to the wrong person. And the wrong person can be a person that could react towards you. That would not be safe.
Yeah,
it's a time. It's where just everybody's gonna react.
I personally don't think it's wise in terms of like suggesting to, you know, to put that out there, to approach people that you don't know. You don't know what's on their mind. You don't know what they're capable of. What they're carrying in their person. Leave that to law enforcement.
You're not the law.
Do yourselves a favor, people. Again, I don't agree with Andrew Cuomo trying to express and implement. It's like one of those, like, see something, say something. This is not the time for that when it comes to approaching people that are not wearing masks out in public. Just go about your own business, run your errands, get home safe, get home to your loved ones, go take care, handle your business, take care of yourself, take care of your families. You know, get from A to B. Mind your business. That's it. Be safe. Be well.
Cool. So we're going to wrap this episode up, guys.
We're going to come back right after this, actually.
On that note, we're going to end it off by saying, if you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. So it's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you. So it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and a whole bunch more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.